Heart of Broadway. We're doing our pocket. Nope, I don't have a rhyme for that. I thought it was going to be clever and I could keep going and I could not. All right, good night, guys.
You're wearing the wrong color jacket. That's why. It needs more colors.
Well, don't you have a jacket available that I could purchase?
Yeah, but it's like $100.
She gets so excited. She's like a chipmunk.
I'm guessing her place of business has like a
did I not
80s
show it to you last
color.
Week?
Uh-uh. Straight out of the 90s.
Oh no, that was Tuesday. I was ranting about it. I will find it and show you it because it just screams Zach Morris.
Fantastic.
You two can be the fresh pimpled Bel Air. What's up, guys? It's Podzilla After Dark. It's Thursday, and you know what that means. Yes, it is. don't fuck with me. Took me a second. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to host tonight. At what point do we stop saying that? Like every show I've said, my name is Shannon Young. I feel like at this point, everyone knows who I am.
Every show is someone's first show.
That's true.
Or every show could be someone's first
show. I unwrapped that the other day and I'm like, oh my gosh, we've gone back to the 90s.
No, that's pretty damn baller. I kind of want that jacket.
That's what we all said. Well, she's shitting all over it and we're all like, no, that's pretty sweet.
It's $100 for a windbreaker.
You right, pay the cost to be the boss.
I don't know if it's worth $100.
I'll let you know when it goes on clearance.
Yes.
No, you won't because they're going to sell out. That's the hottest item. Is that available now?
Yes.
Can I get that before Super Show?
If you really want it, yeah.
I'll come out like beatboxing with
it. You sure you don't want this crazy floral print one?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I don't want that.
But Shannon.
Well, my new wrestling name would be Johnny Bananas. My theme song would be Hollaback Girl. Jesse Kimball's also here with us tonight.
No, he's not.
You're not?
And nope. Of course, the cackling wonder, Lindsay Wolfgang.
Thanks. Oh, here's your alternate color. It's purple, lime, and orange rather than teal, purple, and magenta.
See, that looks too much just like I'm going out for a run. That doesn't have the impact.
Okay.
It doesn't have the impact. Allie not here with us tonight. She had to work. Dalton not here with us tonight. I believe he's training. We actually don't have a fourth member. So I will be doing the part of two roles. Please welcome to the show for the first time ever, our good friend Kirk Waters.
No!
Fuck a Kirk Waters.
Gee. The backlash was incredible almost immediately.
Nobody really likes Kirk. No, okay, I know one person that really likes Kirk Waters, and I don't care about his opinion.
Is it also a color?
Huh?
Who are we talking about?
Yeah, it's a color.
Okay, it's Mr. Color?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does he listen to these shows?
No, I don't think okay. so. I don't think so. I actually haven't talked to him since the incident.
Oh, yeah, that incident.
Yeah.
Where he was tangentially involved.
Yes. He was a tangerine. For sure. Tonight, we are officially, finally, because you guys have been, like, all I've gotten for the past couple weeks are messages. When are you going to do the 90 show? When are you going to do the 90 show? I got a mailbox full of physical letters asking, when are you guys going to do the top 90s movies of the 90s? Well, there's 100 of them of the 90s, and we're going to do them tonight on the show, After Dark.
Woohoo! It's almost dark.
It's pretty dark to be out there. Plus, everyone listening to this, well, they're probably listening to this in the daytime. Also, I feel very tired today, so I'm kind of slurring my words a little bit. I don't know if you guys have noticed that.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Because you have done a lot of house hunting and arguing all day.
Yes.
We stopped playing Smash Brothers, and suddenly, like, all of my energy just gone.
Yeah. It's one of those nights where it's almost like, we don't have to do a show. But we do have fans who would apparently Sarah got mad that we didn't do Pro Wrestling Unscripted last night. So, yeah.
This morning, Podzilla, where's my PWU?
There's legitimately people out there who want us to, like, perform. I'm as shocked as you are.
Especially this show, apparently.
This is the hottest show on Podzilla.
Yeah, I still can't believe, like, After Dark is consistently, like, the number one show, like, in the ratings.
Because we say fuck. And we talk about porn a lot.
Both of those things happen.
Fuck porn.
I think, did I tell you that on YouTube, like, our... it's our most trafficked video is the podcast from, like, I guess it was 2 weeks ago, Pokemon and porn. or maybe it was 3 weeks ago now.
It was a good combination.
I feel like people clicked on that shit and they started listening and like, man.
What the hell is wrong with these people?
There's no video going on.
Yeah, it's like they think they're watching it, waiting for the video with their dicks in their hands, like, all right, let's do this. But there's no Pokemon porn.
Because I told you about, like, the subreddits I found the night of the release of the new characters, like the information about the new characters.
Already had the Rule 34 up?
Yeah, no, I found out.
They were getting a Lapras dance?
I found out there is a subreddit, because I was browsing r/all, which I sometimes do when I...
Have they already raped Score Bunny?
Oh, God. all three of them, really. No, yeah, there's a subreddit called Poke Porn. And, yeah, the night of the announcement, I was browsing r/all, and it was, like, the number 6 overall post. And it was Score Bunny anthropomorphized.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Made to look human.
Okay.
Still very much a bunny, but...
A furry, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't get that. Let's start the show off by talking about this. Before we get into the classy stuff, let's dig deep into the hole. I don't... What was that?
Pokemon.
Oh. Yeah. I don't understand furry porn.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'll be honest. Like, I'm okay with, like, cat ears and a tail.
Well, like, I'm okay with whatever gets you. Well,
I'm not going to kink shame you.
I'm not going to kink shame you unless you're looking at something, like, illegal.
I was about to say, as long as it's not hurt, like, as long as it's consenting adults and nobody's getting hurt.
Right. If your thing is you like pictures of little girls or something, then I've got a problem with it.
I'm going to shame you, and I've got a significant problem with you.
But if you like furries, because we know furries.
Yeah.
Billy is a furry. And I have
proudly. There's no reason not to call him out.
I have no problem with that. Like, yeah. I just don't understand it. So I'm not going to make fun of it. Well, I'm going to make fun of it a little. I just don't get it. The closest I ever got to it was probably like Lola Bunny.
They
straight up sexed her up for Space Jam. You forget
absolutely
how much she had the little booty shorts on and like.
No, I don't forget.
The thick thighs. Yeah. They were trying to get you off with Lola Bunny. That was disturbing.
The only thing about that character was a bunny was the ears.
Right.
And the tail.
And even.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but they. The tail, all right.
Yeah.
No. But I think they even. It's been a while since I've seen that movie, but doesn't she have like her ears tied up in like a ponytail?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
I still remember the first scene you see her at, like, I think it's like Tweety Bird's like, oh, she's hot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I get it. You're trying to get me hard.
Yeah,
and
I remember she walked
I
in.
I don't understand.
Bugs went insane and called her a doll because that was her line. Don't ever call me doll.
Bugs.
Yeah, because he belched while he was saying his name. It's been a long time since I've seen that movie, but I remember that
scene. How is that movie a classic?
I don't know.
That's such it's Looney Tunes.
A bad movie.
I fucking loved that movie as a kid, though.
I did too, but like looking, like, if you can get past the bad acting from all the basketball players.
Ooh, yeah, that had to have been awful.
That was rough.
That's one of those movies that I almost want to go back and rewatch it.
It's on Hulu.
But I don't know it, like, because I don't think that it'll hold up.
No.
And I think if I watch it, it'll crush my
memories. But it does have some bright
wonderful
spots to
memories.
It's got Bill Murray, you know.
I do love Bill Murray. And he gets called Dan Aykroyd in that movie.
It's got Wayne Knight is in it. I like Wayne Knight a lot. So, I mean, it does have some bright spots. Some of the NBA players are actually pretty funny, but yeah, I just don't.
Larry Bird's pretty funny.
And they're making a sequel.
Right.
They're making a sequel.
With LeBron James.
Which, to be fair, is the Michael Jordan of our generation, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a sequel. Oh, Danny DeVito was in it.
Yes, he was. He was the voice of the alien.
Yeah, the bad guy.
He's the one that called Bill Murray Dan Aykroyd.
Yep.
But back to pornography for a second, because I know you kids like to hear about it. I don't get the. Oh, I
the appeal?
Well, we looked up something the other day, and it was supposed to be. Oh, so what was it? Allie and I were at the store, and we looked up something with ass, and I don't remember what it was. We just looked up like something ass because we thought it'd be funny.
Why?
I don't know. We were just trying to be funny, and like the things that popped up was like My Little Pony ass shaking and stuff like that, and like there's all these different videos and pictures of these anthropomorphic characters. I think that's what it is.
Anthropomorphized. Anthropomorphic is, like, I can't say the goddamn word. I can spell it.
But it's all these characters, like, shaking their ass, getting naked and stuff like that. I'm like, I just don't get it. Like, I don't find what is sexually appealing about an animal. That's not to say that I've looked at hentai, and, you know, I think anime women are hot. Like, it's weird to say out loud because you know they're not real.
But yeah, I mean, it's fine to find like a cartoon character attractive.
Yeah, because I found, trying to think of a cartoon character I always found attractive. I mean, any of the sailors from Sailor Moon, pretty much anyone in that show.
I mean, honestly, like 90% of females in anime are
that's
attractive.
That's true, and they're definitely drawn that way. Yeah. It's that Japanese curse too, where if there's when you're 11 to 12, you're completely flat-chested and innocent. And the moment you hit 13, you have double Ds and you wear mini skirts. That is the Japanese way, I think.
That seems about right.
God bless them.
Because isn't like age of consent there 13?
Oh, I don't even want to get into that anymore. Like, it's so hard to tell people, yeah, I was looking up the age of consent laws without them immediately giving you the eye. Why were you looking up the age of consent laws? Just curious.
It's purely, I mean, no harm. Purely
educational purposes.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's I think it's pretty low in Japan. But they also treat their kids with a lot more respect than we do.
That's probably true.
But in the same way, they also treat them with a lot more respect in the sense that they're like way harsher and stricter. Man.
Right now, I want to Google that because I remember it being incredibly low.
But you don't want that in your search.
I do not.
And you don't even want to put it in Safe Search, just in case.
Because like Safe Search doesn't protect you from the FBI agent that's reading it.
What?
Huh?
Shit.
And also, like, Google still sees it.
What? Well, they don't pay attention, do they?
I mean, they're not. They don't. It depends on who you ask.
It's hot in here.
Because it's the same thing with the FBI. They're looking for specific keywords. Like,
what keywords?
Trafficking.
Oh, okay.
Bomb.
Oh, okay. Oh.
How to make.
We're all good then. We're all good here.
Should be all right.
All good in the hood.
But anyway, yeah, no, like the furry stuff, I've never, like seeing people in fursuits, like I don't understand.
They scare me. Especially the really good ones with like the heads and everything. Like they look like mascots. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Like I see that kind of stuff and I'm just like, I don't, like I said, I don't want to kink shame or anything and I'm not trying to. Like this is one of those, like usually I can understand, like I could see how someone could find this attractive.
Right.
But when I see like the person in the full decked out fursuit, I'm like, I don't get that.
I don't get it either. Like what? I feel like we should have Billy on to explain why.
Right.
And again, not in a way to, like, we're, I know it sounds like we're like, well, it's so stupid.
No, we just legitimately don't understand.
Yeah, because I.
This is purely scholarly work.
Yeah.
Because educational.
I get being attracted to the same sex. I would say, Allie and I were talking about this, that on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being completely heterosexual and 10 being completely homosexual, I'm around a 4. Like, I'm definitely not straight heterosexual. I could see the appeal of men. I find there have been more than one transgender woman that I've been very attracted to. So I would never just say I'm a full-blooded, like, heterosexual male. But this is something that I just don't get. Like, I don't see the sexual appeal of it.
Right.
And I wish, you know, I'm almost afraid to say, if you're a furry, let us know why you find it attractive. We won't put your name on blast, but I'm curious.
Send an email to thisiswhy@positive1985.com. But yeah, no, like, I have seen, there's a similar scale, if you're talking about this 1 to 10 with furries. where, you know, 1, like, not attracted at all to anything remotely resembling it. Then you get up to 5. That's where I was talking about earlier. You got, like, the cat ears and the tail.
I would say 5 would be more of a Lola Bunny type. And then 10 would be
the full-on fursuit.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, never mind then. I was going to say, okay, 1 is just the cat tail and the ears. But otherwise, they're just straight girl. 5 would be the Lola Bunny types of they are animals, but they're also shapely and look more like women with just animal qualities.
Right. They're basically like they're women with fur and usually paws or whatever.
Right. And then 10 being straight up fursuit. Because, you know, the first furry I can remember. What's the first furry you remember? And I was actually attracted to.
I mean, Lola Bunny. Like, if that's
Lola Bunny? Lindsay, you got one?
That's the first one I remember. Lola's
really the first one I can think of.
I would say Felicia from Darkstalkers.
See, I didn't know Darkstalkers till high school.
Have you ever seen Felicia?
No.
Here, I'll go.
When you see her, you'll know it.
Yeah, the moment you see her, you're going to go,
I can Google her right now.
Yeah, Google her real quick. Felicia from Darkstalkers was the first one that I was like, because she looks like a girl.
Yeah.
But she's a cat.
Mm-hmm.
So I get why someone would be attracted to that. Like, basically, her fur is almost like her clothes.
Yeah.
And she's naked otherwise.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's been in other games, hasn't she?
She has. Yeah. And I remember being attracted to her because, I mean, she looks like a girl. But yeah,
she's straight up just a woman with like
fur in patches that look like clothing.
Yeah, exactly.
But she has paws. She has cat ears.
Yeah, she has cat ears. She has like big claws on like hands and feet and just straight up paws for hands.
Right.
But, and the rest
large
of it is just
women's
like
breasts.
Fur that would cover less than like a normal bikini.
Right? Yeah, pretty much.
I also don't get necrophilia.
Call
me crazy.
That one I will shame you for. That's gross.
Yeah, I could agree with that. Like,
yeah. Like I said, there's not many kinks that I would shame you for, but like fucking a dead body, I'm gonna shame you for that one.
And you know, I think people get, this is gonna sound weird. We're getting to a weird topic tonight.
We always do.
We do.
Having sex with a corpse, I think the only thing they can charge you with is desecration of a corpse. And I don't know what the,
I don't want to look that up either.
Well, it's weird because, all right, and again, this is going to sound weird, and I'm going to try to get through this without putting my foot in my mouth. Rape.
Yes.
Rape is when you have sex with someone against their will, they do not give consent.
Yes.
Right.
But you cannot rape a corpse because the argument is that because they're dead.
They're not capable of giving consent.
They're not. They don't see them as living things, so they don't have the same rights. And I always thought that was weird. To rape a human being, to rape a living person would get you a rape charge, but to rape a corpse who also couldn't give consent, which is also a lot weirder, and also cruel, you just have like the desecration of a corpse, which I think is a lesser charge, if I'm correct.
Like I would imagine it would have to be a lesser charge, but at the same time, like, I kind of get it, because while, like, don't get me wrong, it's a disgusting thing and you shouldn't do that.
You're not hurting anybody because right. They're already dead.
The only person you're really hurting is, like, if their family finds out.
Yeah. I'd be pretty upset if someone fucked someone dead that I knew. Yeah.
Yeah, no, if like, one of my loved ones, I found out some, like, creepy motherfucker was in there, like, banging the corpse, then, yeah, I'm going to get really upset.
I just go to Frank from It's Always Sunny.
No.
You bang the dead bodies? No. You can do whatever you want. I'm dead. Bang me. Fill me with cream. Which I don't understand. That would fill me with cream.
So that he's a dessert.
Oh!
Ew.
So they're eating cream out of the dead ass of this person?
Oh.
Aren't you telling me? I don't like this show.
Let's move on to
happier topics.
Let's talk about real quick about the motherfucker of the week.
Oh boy.
Yeah. You know what this is,
I don't know,
Josie.
If this is happier or not.
So you may have heard.
It upset me.
They announced, guess what came back this week?
My favorite Pizza Hut item ever.
Oh, the P-Zone.
The P-Zone came back this week.
I got a fun story for that. Go ahead.
So we were house hunting last week. We talked about it on the show. Unfortunately, update, the house we really wanted, if you listened to the pre-show last week, and I think we talked about it a little bit on the main show, we unfortunately did not get. They had a stronger set of applicants. So we did not get that house. If you think this is an injustice and you want to argue our case, please email. No, I'm kidding. Don't bother them. They're nice people. We got the text saying that unfortunately they had a stronger applicant. It's from Executive Realty, and they've been super cool about all this. I want to shout out to, I think Brittany is her name over there. She's been helping us out, and she's really awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you guys gave her $120. I hope she's being real awesome.
I don't think she got $120.
Well,
to
no,
be fair.
But like I feel like they need to take care of their customers when that shit happens.
Well, you know what's really cool is that since we applied there, any other place we're interested in, we already have the applications and we don't have to pay again, which is nice.
That is nice.
Because we did look at four places today. But anyway, We got the text saying that we couldn't get the house because they had a strong applicant. And I thought, well, this is depressing. What's something I can do to cheer everybody up? Let's get Pizzones tonight for dinner. So I ordered three Pizzones, one for myself, one for Lindsay, one for Alethea, and ordered it, hung out, went to go pick it up from Pizza Hut, walk in, took like 3 minutes just to get talked to because nobody was at the counter. And this was like 9:30. So it's not like we ordered this early in the day, and that's probably why we got screwed over. But this was our dinner plan because we got done recording, came in to do this. We didn't have a backup plan because we were depending on Pizza Hut. So I walk in and I'm waiting and the guy walks up. What can I do for you? We had an order for three Pizzones. This is my name. And he goes, oh yeah, we had to cancel that because we ran out of Pizzones. And then he just stared at me and I stared at him and I'm like, okay. He's like, yeah, we tried to call you, but no one answered. Which, to be fair, they may have had my old number or they didn't call. It's one or the other. I need to check. But I did get an email saying your order will be ready at this time. Could they not have emailed a this was canceled automatic message or something? I don't know.
You would think. And yeah, no, like that was actually what I was really wondering about, like calling you. Because they absolutely should have called to say like, hey, by the way.
We had to cancel your order.
Right.
Well, at the very least though, like, so if they called and couldn't get an answer, I feel like there should be an option of, okay, this is his account. We can send out an email saying your was canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't know. We go to get pizza or Pizzones and we don't have it. Now I'm just like, oh, okay, well, all right, thanks. And we left. And now.
And that was Monday night, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. The day it came back.
No, it was Tuesday.
It was Tuesday because we did the show.
Yeah.
So, like, I get that it was popular.
It no, it, no, because no, I was at home. It was Sunday.
So it was definitely Wednesday then.
I don't know.
Because I thought this happened on Monday.
It was Monday because that's the day I was off, and that's when I got the message.
Yes.
Yeah.
The only reason I say that is because I saw, like, oh, shit, the Pizzone is back? But via, like, your story about them not having any. So I was actually sick on Tuesday. Like, I felt terrible, did not feel good at all. By about like noon or so, I was feeling better, and I wanted to get some food, and I was like, Pizzone sounds awesome.
It always does.
So yeah, I went on Pizza Hut. You know, they had the $5 deal or whatever. So I went with that. Went to pick up the Pizzone, no problem. This was the following morning.
That is a good story.
Which, I mean, depending on when they get their truck,
right? Like they could,
or they might not have had crap thawed.
Because that's what I'm wondering. It's like, all right, so they're out of Pizzones, which to me, like, I guess it's distinctly possible that those fuckers just come in, like, frozen or whatever, and they heat them up. Mm. But I feel like most pizza places, even the chain ones, like, they just make it there.
Right.
So I'm just, so whenever you were like, yeah, we're out of Pizzones, like you said, they said they're out of Pizzones, like, all right, well, how you got some dough back there? Like, throw some ingredients
can
in
you
it.
Just make one.
Just make, you know, make me three Pizzones. Chop, chop.
I'm dumb as hell. Lie to me. I won't know the difference. Just make it a pizza and fold that shit in half.
Right.
Just don't put the sauce.
Just don't
on
put
it.
Sauce in it. Yeah, and then burn the crust a little bit because that's what you do.
It's not always burnt.
But we were disappointed, and I had to call poor Lindsay. Poor Lindsay, who's a good Christian woman. And I had to call her.
Why are you telling people lies?
I had to tell her on the phone. I put her on speakerphone originally because Allie was driving. And I was like, I'm going to take her off speakerphone so you don't have to hear her complain. Because I thought Lindsay was going to freak out. And Lindsay was actually really calm about it. She's like,
I was
oh.
upset, but I didn't like spaz.
Yeah, she didn't spaz. I was surprised. I expected you to spaz because
I
was
spazzing.
I
just immediately went to the kitchen and started cooking myself something because I was hungry.
We ended up getting Qdoba that night.
Ooh, I like Qdoba.
Which was really, really good, but also like super.
Wait, Lizzie doesn't like Qdoba?
I don't really care for Mexican food in general.
No, fair enough.
But you do like Mexicans, right?
I mean, I don't have anything against them.
Okay.
I stressed Mexican food.
Are you a Mexican? Or are you a Mexican?
God damn it, please.
That's from a movie called Once Upon a Time in Mexico. You know who's in that movie?
I do.
You know what that movie was? It was a sequel to a movie called Desperado. You know what Desperado was?
Yes.
It was a remake of a movie called El Mariachi.
I didn't know that.
I did because he loves those movies.
I really do. Know oh, he does. Some of my favorite movies. Antonio Banderas in the 90s was like the hottest fucking thing in the world. And he still is, to be fair. Did you read, and speaking of 90s, we're about to get to that movie list here in a second. But Bob sent this to me. Did you read that apparently the New Mutants movie is going to get dumped straight to Disney's streaming service? They're not going to put it in theaters. And they reshot a bunch of scenes. One of the scenes they reshot, they took John Hamm out of it. Did you know John Hamm was in the movie?
No.
I didn't.
Do you know who he was playing?
Who?
Mr. Sinister.
No!
What?
And they cut it out of the movie and instead replaced it with a post-credit scene with Antonio Banderas in an unspecified role.
Oh, my God. Like, okay, A, yes, Antonio Banderas, please. But at the same time, like, John Hamm is Mr. Sinister?
As Mr. Sinister.
Fuck, I want that in my life.
My heart sank to the bottom of the ocean when I read that. Because I think that New Mutants movie looks really cool.
And fucking, like, John Hamm is Mr. Sinister. Like, we always talk about, like, roles for John Hamm in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
Fucking Mr. Sinister.
You didn't see Mr. Sinister coming, but
no,
now you can't unsee it.
Exactly. Like, now, that's the best suggestion I have seen for John Hamm in an MCU role.
I was always a big fan of Mr. Sinister.
I can still see him
as
Mr. Fantastic.
He could be a good Mr. Fantastic.
I could see him as Mr. Fantastic.
But Mr. Sinister, though.
He'd be a bulky Mr. Fantastic, though.
He'd be a bulky Mr. Sinister. Because Mr. Sinister was kind of thin.
I don't know. Mr. Sinister was pretty jacked.
I think it depended on which version. Because I remember that was it the X-Men of the 90s. I think he was pretty jacked. But I had a toy where he was super thin. Maybe that was just the toy, though.
Yeah, because they
made
the toys.
Because
they would use the same molds and just change small
things. He's always
things.
Been kind of a big old boy.
Sinister was always one of my favorite villains.
He's a cool villain.
Yeah, even though I can't tell you anything about him other than the 90s version. Where he would get shot by a Cyclops and it was like the only thing that could hurt him. Because it was nice that Cyclops, for once, got to be the good guy. It wasn't just goddamn Wolverine running in with his X-Acto knife, stabbing people.
Tearing everything to shreds.
All right.
I mean, Cyclops looked really awesome in the intro theme. Blowing stuff away with them optic blasts.
I mean, Cyclops was amazing in that show. That was the best version of Cyclops because he was the Boy Scout leader who was badass. Every movie that he's been in, he's always been a little bitch. Yeah. I don't get why he's such a little bitch in the movies.
Yeah.
Maybe they just really liked Evolution.
Where he was a little bitch.
Because they had like young teenage Scott was, you know, before he filled out.
And boy, did he fill out.
I mean. Yeah,
if you go back to the Jim Lee designs. Yeah.
Jim Lee X-Men are my favorite X-Men by far. And Cyclops was just this big fucking Hulk of a man who could shoot laser beams from his eyes.
Yeah, I mean, they would have to cast like a professional wrestler for like John Cena as Cyclops.
No.
Like they would have to be that size person.
Brock Lesnar.
No.
Cyclops. No, because Cyclops didn't skip leg day.
No.
Big Show was Cyclops.
No.
Remember when Big Show was supposed to be Kingpin? And I was like, yeah, I can see that. Then they picked Michael Clark Duncan. I was like, ah, that's better.
So much better.
That's just because of Michael Clark Duncan. Yeah, no.
That was better. All right, let's talk about 90s movies. We got a list of the 100 best, like the best 90s. This is from RollingStone.com, too.
Ooh.
They don't fuck around.
Yeah.
It is the number one, rated number one of all time in the category of not fucking around.
Is that true? I think you're just pulling that out your ass.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about, we're going to go through the list, talk about the ones we've seen, the ones we haven't, what we love, what we didn't. I'm sad Allie's not here to play this game. This is one of my favorite games we get to play with her.
She could have easily have seen 10 of these movies.
Yes. She was born in the 90s. Therefore, she has a chance. Lindsay and her and I have been getting into this habit of going home at night and watching top hits of specific
top
years.
Music of years, yeah.
And picking out which ones we know, which ones we don't. Between 94. Like 5 and 2000 were like almost every song from 2001 on or 90 to 94.
Like, nope.
Yeah, just like
nope. Well, no, I've known more of the older ones than you.
That's true, and I know more of the newer ones than
you. Exactly, because basically, like once 2001, 2002 hit, I was off in like Japan land.
And there's a lot of songs that I'm like
Japan land.
I'm like,
I was more interested in my Sailor Moon soundtrack than what was on the radio.
Yeah. I believe that story.
It's a solid story. It's extremely believable.
Very, very believable.
All right, so starting from the top at number 100, let's do this. First up, we've got Romeo and Juliet.
Yes.
Which we've talked about on the show before, I think. Claire Danes, Leonardo DiCaprio. Hunter, if you're listening, do you have the crush button ready? Hit it. Because I had a, oh my God, Claire Danes in that movie. Let me make sure she was legal.
She was naked in the movie.
Well,
wasn't
if you
she?
Go with the original story, Juliet was not legal.
No, she was not.
In a previous Romeo and Juliet movie, she was naked. Not this. Not Claire Danes.
Okay, I couldn't because I saw
both
of them.
The 70s Romeo and Juliet, you get just full on nudity.
Yeah,
in it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because I remember we watched both of them when I was in high school.
Yeah, we watched them both in English class.
Yep.
Okay, she was born in 79. So,
and that movie came out in
96.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so we're solid there.
Yeah.
Plus, to be fair, at the time, in 96, I was underage. So, doesn't matter.
Wait, 79 to 96?
Yes.
Oh, God.
She'd been 19, right?
Yeah. She
no.
No, she
no,
wouldn't have
been
19.
What the fuck am I
saying?
Yay,
so you
math. 17.
17.
So, no. Wasn't good.
In Missouri.
Oh, yeah, Missouri.
Age
yeah,
of consent
no, we're good.
Laws.
We're good. Yeah, Missouri
plus,
17 is age of consent.
I would like to get in a stress that I was only 14 in 96, so technically she was the one that was doing something illegal by making me masturbate to her.
I would have been 8 years old.
I mean, you better not have been doing anything.
I didn't even know how it worked.
I really like that movie, but I will admit that at the time, I really didn't get the dialogue.
It messed with me so much. Like we went over the play enough in school that like
yeah, they did a
I
lot
understood
of references.
What was going on. But yeah, the mix of old and modern messed with me. But yet then when they did it in other movies, it didn't mess with me.
That's because this one was a straight up, like they even used
the
same terms.
They still did all the dialogue and everything.
Like he called his, he had a shotgun that was called like a long sword or something, you know. A pistol was a dagger.
And then the line of like, do you bite your thumb at me? And all
yeah.
That. Yeah, like
do you
they
bite your thumb
thing.
At me, sir? That was a weird movie, but I liked it. Coming in at number 99, according to RollingStone.com, Clerks.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
Classic. Put Kevin Smith on the map, and then he stayed there for as long as he could.
He's still there.
He is.
Kevin Smith's still dumb popular. He's more into podcasting now than movie making. But
I can't. Well, you know,
and he's actually gotten a lot of directing credits in the DC stuff.
This may be an unpopular opinion, but I was never the biggest fan of Kevin Smith's work. I like it, but like
I enjoy it, but I didn't get as obsessed as some people did.
I thought some of his movies were better than others. I really like Chasing Amy.
I liked Dogma.
I like Dogma too. Yeah,
I still like Mallrats.
See, I wasn't a huge fan of Mallrats. Yeah, that was one of the few that I wasn't a big fan of.
Really, I can't think of it. Oh, no, Tusk. Tusk was a dumb fucking movie.
Well, I don't think I've ever watched that.
Once you get out of the View Askew universe, out of that, once you get past, I think Dogma was the last one, and they revisited it later with Clerks 2.
Yeah.
Once he started doing movies that were out of that universe, it kind of went downhill because he's only
done two movies outside of that universe.
I think he's done more than that.
Because it was Red just State. Tusk and... Oh, shit. I forgot about Red State.
Yeah, Red State, Tusk.
Red State wasn't bad, though.
What was that movie he did with Jennifer Aniston and Ben Affleck that wasn't Geely, but everyone had seen Geely, so they didn't go watch that movie? Where Jennifer Lopez was Ben Affleck's wife, but she dies, and then he ends up meeting Jennifer Garner?
Shit, I don't know.
I'm going to look it up real quick before it drives me crazy.
Because the only ones I could think of that he did were... Yeah, obviously Red State, Tusk, and then what was the name of the movie with his and Johnny Depp's daughter?
Yoga Hosers.
Yeah, that was it.
What?
Oh, you never heard about that movie?
No.
Yeah, it's called Yoga Hosers, and they fight off little Nazi
sausages.
What?
Boy, when you say I feel the need to go watch it.
What? Honestly, it wasn't the worst movie I've ever seen. I actually found it entertaining.
Jersey Girl.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, I honestly found Yoga Hosers to be pretty entertaining. It's not a good movie by anyone's definition.
We're also insane because he did actually a couple movies that I'm surprised we both forgot about. Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
Fuck, I didn't know Kevin Smith did that.
Cop Out.
I haven't seen Cop Out.
That's the one that...
And I haven't watched any of these.
Well, Cop Out's the one that completely ruined him to Bruce Willis because Bruce Willis and Tracy Morgan are in it. And Kevin Smith's always they say you don't meet your heroes for a reason because apparently Bruce Willis was a dick the entire time. And that really soured Kevin Smith on Bruce Willis. And ever since then, I've even kind of had almost a grudge just from what other guys said, which is stupid, I know. But yeah, then Red State, Tusk, and Yoga Hoser. So he's at least done... four or five movies that weren't in the View Askew universe, yeah. But those movies are great. A lot of those are great.
Yeah, and I fucking, Clerks is still one of my top comedies of all time. I love that movie.
I even like the animated series. Did you ever watch it?
Yeah, I did. It was goofy as shit.
It was five episodes, but it was fun.
It got canceled real quick.
It got canceled after two episodes.
It was weird.
They sold fireworks because they couldn't sell drugs.
Uh-huh.
Buffalo 66.
Never seen.
Never seen it either. I know it exists. It's got Vincent Gallo and Christina Ricci in it. That's all I know about it. The Ice Storm.
Never seen.
Also know it exists. Never watched it. Kevin Kline's in it. I've heard of it. It's supposed to be really good. The Virgin Suicides.
Never watched it.
Never watched it. Well, we're doing well here.
Yeah, no joke. We're doing worse than this than we did on the 80s ones.
Oh, it's going to keep going because there's more I don't know. Orlando.
Nope.
Singles.
Nope.
I don't even know what this is. Billy Madison.
Really?
Son of a bitch.
Billy Madison is one of my favorite comedies.
I love Billy Madison.
I watched it so many times when I was younger.
Same.
Still watch it a whole lot. Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore are two of my go-tos for just want to throw on a movie to go to sleep to.
Yeah, and they were so much better than any of the other movies that Adam Sandler did. The only other ones I can even think of that I liked, Punch Drunk Love was a legitimately good movie.
Yeah.
But in his comedy style, I also liked, what was it called?
The Waterboy is one of my favorites.
I liked Wedding Singer.
Wedding Singer is phenomenal. Wedding Singer.
I was thinking Waterboy and the one where he's from hell.
Little Nicky.
Little Nicky.
I like Little Nicky except for his accent.
I want to go back and watch that again because when I was a kid, preteen Jesse, whenever that movie came out, loved Little Nicky. But I feel if I went back and watched it now.
See, I didn't really like Waterboy, and then that came out, and so I was just kind of oh, okay.
You're already soured a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I fucking love Waterboy.
I don't understand why Adam Sandler suddenly felt the need to put an accent on all of his characters, or a dialect.
He was doing that shit in SNL, too.
Yeah, but they're really annoying in those movies. Bobby Boucher wasn't so bad, but Little Nicky.
Yeah.
Little Nicky was
hard to sit through sometimes.
I remember laughing at it. But, like, even back then, I was annoyed.
I'm sure I almost changed the channel because I was watching it on Stars.
Well, it had so many great actors in it, too. Rodney Dangerfield is in it. Harvey Keitel is in it. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I love Rodney Dangerfield in that movie, too.
Yeah, he was Satan's dad.
He was Satan's dad. He was Lucifer, yeah. I think. Yeah.
Kevin Nealon is. I mean, it's a great movie. Other than Adam Sandler's, "Hey, come from the south,
no.
The deep south."
Just stop. No.
We had one of my all-time favorite, just stupid moments though. When he's like floating outside of the building, he's trying to find the girl.
Oh God!
And then it's fucking Clint Howard.
And he's playing with his nipples. Yeah.
Good luck with the nipples.
Oh,
I don't need luck.
That part always makes me laugh. Oh.
No.
Oh, let's keep going. The Usual Suspects.
No.
Seriously?
Yeah.
No. Oh, Kaiser Soze?
I've never watched it. I know the name of the film, but I've never watched it.
I know about the movie. I've never seen it, though.
Oh, that's one of my favorite movies of all time. It's such a good cast. First time I ever saw Benicio Del Toro was in that movie. Gabriel Byrne. Oh, I love that movie so much. I can't believe you guys haven't watched it. Kevin Spacey, who we can't talk about anymore.
No, we can still talk about him.
He was great in that movie. So it's basically there's this huge robbery. There's this huge crime, and these cops are trying to figure out what happened. And they pick up this guy named Verbal Kent, played by Kevin Spacey, who tells them this story. And he's like, I don't know what's wrong with him. There's something wrong with him where, like, mentally he's not so sharp and he's kind of crippled. And he's pathetic. Like, he's absolutely pathetic. And the movie is basically him retelling the story to these cops about what happened and this guy Kaiser Soze, who they say is the devil, how he organized all of this, and he put it all into motion. Literally anything else I say about the film will ruin it because it has a huge twist ending. So I will stop there. But yeah, if you've never seen The Usual Suspects, amazing. I used to watch it and L.A. Confidential all the time together. I hope L.A. Confidential is on this list. Lone Star.
Nope.
No.
Okay.
What?
Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. I saw that in theaters with my cousin.
The only part I remember about that was when Lauren Holly like hugs him and he like lifts her dress up and it's her bare ass. It's the only part I remember about that movie. That and the most annoying sound in history.
Yeah, I forgot about that part.
You know what the most annoying sound in history?
And it's something like...
No.
I fucking love that movie. Like that was me and Kevin. Watch that movie all the time.
So there's actually, I lied. My favorite part of that movie is when there was, I think it was a skit on SNL that Jeff Daniels was hosting. And they brought, and it was like he was doing almost like the Farley thing where somebody was interviewing him about his career and stuff. And they're like, we have a clip from Dumb and Dumber, your new movie. He's like, yeah, let's show it. And it's the scene where he's on the toilet. And then they play it again. And then they're like, you also did a movie in like 91 and they name a different movie. We have a clip from that. And it's the same toilet scene over and over again. And Jeff Daniels is getting pissed. That was pretty funny.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that was a fucking 10-year-old me. That was the funniest shit he'd ever seen. Like, he's just stuck on the toilet. And then he gets off the toilet and the damn thing don't flush.
Now he's in trouble. It doesn't work.
After he's just like unloaded everything.
Yeah, because he got fed laxatives out of spite.
He wasn't out of spite. He stole his girl.
Out of spite.
Yeah, okay, never mind.
I got to look that SNL thing up and try to find it again. That was too funny.
That's funny shit.
Oh, my jaw hurts laughing about that. The Long Day Closes.
Nope.
Never seen it. Here's one that I've never seen that I'm going to get some shit for. Casino.
I've never watched it either.
I know about the movie, but I've also never seen it.
It's supposed to be really good. I think it's a Scorsese film. Velvet Goldmine.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Really, Lindsay, because the look of this picture looks like it's something you would watch. It looks like, if you remember the girl from Ghostbusters at the end, Gozer.
It's Gozer mixed with Ziggy Stardust.
Yeah, Ziggy Gozer is what this picture is.
I've never seen it.
And Christian Bale is in it.
Christian Bale?
He's British.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I did.
It's weird, isn't it?
His accent is thick.
Yeah. Watch him in, what was it called? The Magician movie.
Oh, The Prestige.
The Prestige. Because he has his real accent in that. It's like Colin Farrell in Daredevil when he has his actual Irish accent going, mm-hmm. and it's so thick, it sounds fake.
Yeah, he did that in Scrubs, too. He had his actual Irish accent.
Christian Bale? Oh, no.
Colin Farrell.
Yeah, sorry.
then did you see Vice with Christian Bale? where he was Chaney?
No, not yet.
I watched the first half of the movie a few nights ago. And, yeah, Christian Bale just, I know he gets into the role, but damn. Damn. Continue your list.
A Brighter Summer Day.
Nope.
Nope.
Can we get to something I know?
Sure, here you go. Titanic.
Yeah.
Titanic.
Yeah.
Because of the nude scene? Because it's Kate Winslet.
Because of the whole damn movie.
Oh, she's gorgeous. I loved her so much. Hated that movie. Actually, no, I can't say I hated it. I've never seen it. I haven't seen it because everyone loved it. And like Asa said.
Oh, you're a contrarian came out?
And it was like, I'm not going to see Titanic.
I saw it. And
I was in my Leo phase. I went and saw it.
My mom loved that movie to a point where when they re-released the 3.5-hour version in theaters, she went and saw it again.
Did you like it, Lindsay?
Yeah.
Did you?
I was one of those people that wanted to yell at the bad guy in it because he was a jerk.
Oh, Billy Zane? Love Billy Zane. He's so good.
Yeah. I watched it back in the 90s, but
Now, I didn't go as far as my friends that like ordered the little like heart necklace so that they could have it too and all that junk. Dear. I'm like, no, I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, I don't remember much of that movie outside of the Kate Winslet scene. And then, of course, the boat sinking and room on the door.
I do remember my dad saying, why are you going to go watch the movie? The boat sinks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, I know that.
They came out with a sequel called Titanic 2 that was like it was a low budget. No, it had no connection to the film. But I was like,
how
do you make a sequel to Titanic 2? And I still don't know because I never watched it. Yeah, there was so much room on that goddamn door, selfish bitch.
So much room up there.
He's so little. Let him on.
Right.
Or lay on top of him.
That body warmth would have kept both of you safer.
There's no reason he had to let go and fucking die.
Seriously.
So much room on that goddamn door.
Swingers.
No.
I've seen it.
Jon Favreau's writing debut.
Yeah, I've seen that movie.
Jon Favreau, who you may remember, director of a couple of them. I think he directed Iron Man. He's Happy Hogan in the Iron Man series. Yeah, I've never actually watched it.
And he's also the chef. I think he directed that movie, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think so. Last Night.
Nope.
Nuh-uh.
Raise the Red Lantern.
Nope.
Election.
Nope.
You never seen Election?
Uh-uh.
It's pretty funny. It's Matthew Broderick and Reese Witherspoon.
I have seen that.
Yeah, she's like running for class school president or something. Yeah. And her name's like Flicky or Flick. It's Flick, but on all the posters, the L and the I are like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that bit.
A bunch of stoners out there are about to go, yeah, as they take a puff. A Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Nope.
Yep.
Seen it. It's okay. Bad Lieutenant.
Nope.
Harvey Keitel. No.
Mm-hmm. I have not.
This is a rough list.
This is a rough list.
The Shawshank Redemption.
Yes.
No. I know. I'm going to catch so much shit for this.
Morgan Freeman, Jesse.
I own 2 copies of the movie.
What?
I know, right? Don't ask me how it happened. Well, actually, I don't own them anymore because I had them both on DVD and I got rid of all my DVDs. So I no longer own the movie twice.
I assume you didn't buy it new.
No.
You got it in like deals. And
I got it. One of them I got at Hastings. The other one just appeared. Like, I shit you not, I moved.
So it just replicated itself.
it wanted me to watch it so badly that it spawned another one.
Like, I don't want to say it's a predictable film, but when I watched it in college, the friend that showed it to me, I freaked out the roommate's girlfriend because there was just a whole big group of us watching it. And like, she kept getting freaked out because I'm like, this is going to happen, isn't it? And then it would.
At this point, I may as well have watched it because it doesn't need to be predictable. I already just fucking know because every fucking scene of that movie. It's like Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
You never watched the movie, but you know every inch of it?
Well, I finally watched it in college and I was like, all right, I've basically seen this movie. So it had been like every single joke had been ruined for me.
Right.
Because I had already seen it in something else. And yeah, like Shawshank, like I know exactly how it ends. I know exactly how it transpires. Because it's been referenced all over the place.
Well, here's one I hope everyone has seen. And I think the only one that hasn't seen it is Allie. And it's because I haven't shown it to her yet. And she's just the worst. Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Yay.
God damn, I love that movie.
One of the greatest films of all time. And action movie. I don't know what it is about Terminator that makes it so good. But it's sci-fi. It's horror. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger in his most iconic role for sure.
Absolutely.
And Terminator 2 is the best of the series, hands
Absolutely.
Down.
Absolutely.
Terminator 1 is great.
Solid film.
I enjoyed 2 better.
Yeah, 1
2 is
great.
A better film.
3 is good.
Yeah,
Once I saw Salvation, I liked 3 a lot more.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you compare it to Salvation.
I even liked Genesis. I know a lot of people
didn't.
I liked
Genesis.
Genesis was fine.
Yeah.
And then the one after that with...
That's it.
Oh, no, that was it? Okay.
There's also the TV show. The Sarah Chronicles.
Did we ever finish watching that?
We watched like 2. Well, because they didn't finish the series.
Oh, and then you said screw it.
Yeah, because like if you don't finish, that's the reason I stopped watching The Mist. If you don't finish the series, I'm not going to keep watching it. I didn't even ask her if she wanted to watch The Mist because the movie pissed her off so bad.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen The Mist?
No.
Oh, that ending.
Lindsay
cried.
I was so angry I cried.
She was so, literally, she was so mad she cried at the ending. I've never seen her react that way to a movie.
Yeah, I was legitimately pissed.
Yeah.
Damn.
Let me tell you the ending.
Later.
Okay, for the people that haven't seen The Mist or watching. But yeah, Terminator 2, absolutely fantastic. One of my favorite movies of all time. Oh, it's so good. It's
so good.
And so many, inspired so much stuff. The thumbs up going into the, lava. Just the Terminator. I had so many toys of the Terminator back then.
Yeah, I mean, for all ranges. Video games, toys, like all age range. Like, there was something for everybody. Like, yeah, I don't know. They shouldn't have marketed that movie to kids.
Not at all. But they had a habit in the 90s of they would take adult stuff and market it to kids. There was a Police Academy TV show, RoboCop, Rambo.
Yep.
Also want to mention Linda Hamilton in that movie. Because in the first movie, she was so, I don't want to, it may sound sexist, she was so pretty and so like soft looking and like such.
And she got rugged.
And then she got fucking rough in the second one.
Because she
ripped
knew it was
abs.
Coming.
Yeah. She was a badass. Like one of the first female badasses I remember seeing. Like that was cool.
In movies, definitely.
Yeah. Well, in real life, too.
Well,
I didn't see that many female badasses back then, except my mom. Badass. The Age of Innocence.
Nope.
Again, I'm surprised Lindsay hasn't seen this. This is another Scorsese film, and this one's of. It's an old movie. It's an old fashioned movie.
Nope.
Old timey.
Nope. I mean, I like period movies, but I haven't watched that one.
There's Something About Mary.
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
I've seen it. Didn't like it as much as everybody else.
I much better than that. Someone did a Gundam Wing parody comic. I remember reading in college that made me laugh a heck of a lot more than that movie.
But she has this comb in her hair.
I know.
And then they parody that on Family Guy when Stewie did the same thing. And I didn't think of it at the time, but as I'm older now, I'm realizing he just put, that baby put someone's ejaculate in his hair.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That's fucked up.
How do you get away with that?
That's fucked up.
City of Lost Children.
Nope.
Uh-uh.
I actually have seen this. It's a foreign film, but Ron Perlman's in it. It's a really cool movie. I can't say anything about it. I just remember it. Schindler's List.
Yes.
Yep.
We need to say anything about that?
Nope.
No.
Okay. Before Sunrise.
No.
Yes.
What's
Ethan Hawke and Julie Delphi, where they, it's like just like a romance. They come together and they're in love.
Nope.
It's really nothing to it. Okay. Edward Scissorhands.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also made a porno parody.
No.
Called Edward Penis Hands.
I don't know why that makes me. I'm fucking Dalton over here right now. I don't know.
Just
what
imaging the handful of dildos.
Honestly, it's just one.
I.
It's just one dildo. I'm pretty sure.
I didn't
you
know
sure?
what the porno.
I'm pretty sure the whole hand.
I'm not going to look it up.
I didn't know what the porno was going
to
be.
You looked it up before because I'm pretty sure you're the one who showed it to me.
I've never shown you a porno in my life.
I didn't know what it was going to be. Like that was. I don't think that's the first time I heard that, but I have forgotten it. So when you said Edward Penis Hands, I just went full fucking Dalton. I'm like, hey.
That's when I. Tim Burton, he is. When We Were Kings.
Nope.
It's about Muhammad Ali. I don't expect you to have seen that.
I've seen it.
Have you really?
Yeah.
It's a good. Is it a documentary, I think?
Ish.
Yes. Yeah. It's because it's his fight with Foreman, isn't it? Let me look it up here. Yes. The Rumble in the Jungle.
Ooh, yeah.
Love me some George Foreman, too. We have his grill.
Ow.
Broke Lindsay for
That
reason.
Really broke Lindsay.
I can't pronounce this. La Belle Noisy. It's French.
Yeah.
It apparently stands for the beautiful nuisance. But the answer is no.
That would be a negative.
Here's a classic that I watched a million times when I was younger. Friday.
God damn it, I love
Friday. Not until you showed it to me.
We watched so much Friday growing up.
I like all those movies. I know they progressively got worse.
Actually, I think the second one's terrible, and the third one got a little bit better, because the third one had Terry Crews. And Cat Williams. So yeah, the third one actually introduced a lot of good. But that first one.
That first movie is so goddamn good.
The first one is legitimately classic.
So, like, those lines from that movie still get quoted.
Damn!
You got knocked the fuck out.
Debo. I got about $200. We can just rattle them off here over and over again. And Lindsay's shaking her head no.
She's such a good movie.
She grew up in the whitest neighborhood.
I did.
Yeah. I grew up in a very urban area. So Friday was. But you know who showed it to me first? Was Jeff, who was also white, who was trying so hard to get black street cred that he was just watching anything. And I was just like, yeah, sure, let's watch it. And I laughed my ass off at that movie. It was so funny.
It's so funny.
Also, Michael Clark Duncan's in it.
Yes, he is.
Briefly.
Just like the Bye Felicia bit.
Wait.
Bye Felicia.
No, is Michael Clark Duncan in the first one?
Yeah, he's one of the, when they do the flashback to when Red got his bike stole by Debo, he's Debo's friend, the other big jack dude.
Okay, because yeah, I remember
like a super cameo.
Oh yeah, because I remember Michael Clark Duncan like was talking about how he would get confused with what's the name of the guy who plays Debo?
Tiny Lister.
Well, maybe not. Because I just remember seeing it was months ago now. I don't know why, but I saw an interview that Michael Clark Duncan did where there's an old woman that confused him for another black actor that looks extremely similar, and that you know he's just the really big strong.
Was it
black
Bing Rames?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
I think I've seen that too.
All right. Carry on.
All right. Where are we at here? Maybe we'll do the first half this week because we're at 51 minutes.
Damn.
We start talking about these movies, man. I like talking about movies. Life is Sweet.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Madonna, Truth or Dare?
Nope.
Then you're a big Madonna fan.
It doesn't mean I'm going to watch her like documentary films.
Why?
Because.
You like documentaries.
I was a kid.
This came out in 91. You were...
Eight? I was in like second grade.
You probably shouldn't be watching Madonna when you're in second grade.
Not a Madonna documentary. No,
I was watching Disney movies.
That's probably better for you. Satan Tango.
No.
Satan Tango? Satan Tango. I've never even heard of this film.
Nope.
Satan Tango?
7-hour movie.
God damn.
What?
It's from Hungary.
No.
What is with this like fucking
7-hour movie is going to make me hungry because I'll be sitting
Rolling
there for
Stones
so long
in this fucking list.
Oh, hold on, Wayne's World.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
Shut both
I
your
like
whore
the
mouths.
Car scene.
Oh, the where they're singing Queen.
Uh-huh.
I like Chris Farley.
That's
in that
the
movie.
Only thing I remember from the first movie.
Really?
You don't remember like Ed O'Neill as the diner owner?
I really don't.
Oh,
I love that movie.
Charlton Heston was in the first one when they replaced the bad actor with the good actor. Although it might be the second one. I get them both confused as well.
They kind of blend together for me.
I just know that I went and saw the second one with my cousin before seeing the first one because she wanted someone to go to the movies with.
Whichever movie had the part where they're talking about selling out. And it's one of my favorite shots in movies ever.
So, where they're talking about like drinking out. Like they take a cool can of Pepsi.
Yeah, and it gets progressively worse because
I'm
like
pretty sure there was a second one.
I think they did that in both movies
because it shows Wayne and it shows Garth in separate shots, and each time they go back to the other one, all of a sudden they have a hat on that says Pepsi Pizza Hut. Yeah,
yep.
I love that scene so much.
Yeah, I think they did that bit in the first one. I'm pretty sure they did it in both movies though.
Jackie Brown.
No. I know of it, but I haven't seen it.
Tarantino film had Pam Grier in it. Foxy Brown. Yeah, I like that movie, but I was a big Tarantino fan back then.
I mean, I love Tarantino. Like, it's one of those movies that I've always meant to watch. I just haven't.
Have you seen the trailer for his new movie? Once Upon a Time in Hollywood? I think it's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Uh-uh.
It's got Leo DiCaprio as an actor, and Brad Pitt is his stunt double. That's all I know about the film.
I mean, Tarantino with DiCaprio and Brad Pitt, like, that's fine. I'll watch it. What's the next movie?
One of Lindsay's favorites, Audition.
No.
Takashi Miike.
I refuse to watch that film. I have seen one clip. I do not need to see any more.
I take it you haven't seen this movie either, Shay?
I've seen this film.
Oh, okay.
It's a J-horror from the 90s.
Where she tortures and dismembers.
So guy's wife either dies or leaves him. I forget at this point. And he sets up a fake casting call to meet new women. And he meets this woman. She's lovely and she's charming. So he pitches woo, is what we used to say. And then he finds out she's batshit crazy. And she, like, kidnaps him and, like Lindsay says, tortures him. And it's pretty fucked up.
Fuck.
Yeah.
And don't do torture.
That's fair. Here's one you actually liked, Lindsay. Clueless.
Okay. Yes.
I have seen this film.
I will rewatch that film anytime.
The hardest part of Clueless for me is picking out which girl I have the biggest crush on.
Fair enough.
Because Alicia Silverstone, Stacey Dash, and Brittany Murphy all in the same film. And they were all three were just adorable. I love it. Jesse, I feel like you're not giving this movie enough love over there.
This is one of my favorite films
of all time.
I haven't seen the movie since the 90s. It's one of those that I should really probably rewatch.
Paul Rudd's in it.
Mm-hmm. I do love Paul Rudd.
Yeah, Paul Rudd. Because I remember I finally showed it to Allie because she had never seen it. And she was like, that's Ant-Man. I'm like, yes, that's true.
And that also was like him, wasn't it? And,
yeah.
Dude.
You just now got that?
Yes, shut up. I'm bad with names.
I also like Alicia Silverstone and Brittany Murphy a lot. So
yeah, and Stacey Dash, who was one of my biggest crushes until she turned into like an insane conservative. But whatever, to each their own. Clueless is amazing. Another one of my favorite, the Oliver Stone movie, Natural Born Killers.
I know it, but I've never watched it.
Oh, it's weird. Robert Downey Jr. is in it. Rodney Dangerfield is in it.
I have seen that movie.
It's about Woody Harrelson and Juliette Lewis are two killers that go cross country killing.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really good. And The alternate, like the weird part is they get away with it. Unless you watch the alternate ending, which is pretty fucked up.
Maybe I have watched this.
It's very surreal.
Where's the, you have the cover?
Nope, just a picture of Woody Harrelson.
Nope, that's not going to help me.
I thought it was a badass movie.
It's a good movie.
Being John Malkovich.
Nope.
Yes.
I know of it, but I haven't seen it.
It's where they go through like a little door and they end up in the mind of John Malkovich, the actor who plays John Malkovich.
I know it. I've just never watched it.
That's another movie I love. Here's another movie I love. Scream.
Never watched it. That's a good movie.
You've never watched Scream? I've never shown you Scream.
No. I didn't watch horror movies on my own.
Yeah, but this was like
my first venture into horror in the 90s was like The Craft.
If you watch The Craft, you can watch Scream.
Yeah.
It's very tame by today's standards. It's more of a meta movie where like the joke was that they know what horror movies are and they know what the tropes are and they try to avoid them.
Okay.
And you know, it's got the mask, the Scream mask, which is the ghost face mask, which is the most popular Halloween item in history probably.
Yeah, and it's still sold all over the place.
Scream is legitimately good. I didn't like any of the sequels.
No. But
I love the first one. Okay, here's one I've never seen, Dazed and Confused.
I've seen that one.
Never watched it.
I'm surprised that you haven't seen Dazed and Confused.
It's that kind of a stoner comedy?
No.
They look pretty stonerish on here.
I'm really sorry. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I know it exists. That's
I'm really surprised you haven't seen that movie.
Seven.
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen this one.
Brad Pitt, Morgan Freeman, where they're looking for a killer.
Yeah. Yes, I've watched that one.
I took her head.
What's in the box?
There's a part, the one that fucked me up in that movie, because basically, if you've never seen it, it's they're trying to catch a killer, played by Kevin Spacey. Again, Kevin Spacey was so good as an actor.
Kevin Spacey is phenomenal being creepy. Just turns out he was creepy in real life.
Method acting. But there's a part where he kills people based on the seven sins.
Yeah.
And gluttony was disgusting. And I'll never forget gluttony. That one actually bothered me. Babe Pig in the City, something that also bothered me.
Unfortunately.
How'd that bother you?
I'm kidding. I don't know what's her problem.
It was a terrible sequel.
Oh, is that a sequel?
Yes.
I thought that was the name of the first
one. No, Babe was the first one. Pig in the City was the sequel, and it was awful.
Huh.
I don't think I watched the sequel. I just watched Babe.
Babe was good.
I liked Babe.
Pig in the City was terrible.
Everybody loves Babe. Paradise Lost, the child murders at Robin Hood Hills.
Nope.
Never seen it, but I kind of want to watch it now.
I know, right? I mean,
that description sounds, or the title sounds interesting.
Yeah, I like, that definitely has me intrigued. Wild at Heart.
Nope.
Me neither. Okay. Metropolitan.
No.
Nope.
All right, well, let's end on this one, and then next week we'll continue
with... This is pathetic.
It's not, but we've... No, this is actually great. Because then we can skip a bunch we don't know and talk about the ones we do know.
I'm assuming the top half has got to be better.
Well, this one, I think, we'll go out on a hot one. South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
I've honestly never watched it in its entirety.
I have, and I was never a big South Park fan, so I never really cared to watch it, but I did watch it.
Mine was more I wanted to watch it, but I wasn't allowed to watch it, and we didn't have Comedy Central.
There's a good reason for that. That movie was raunchy.
Yeah, no, if my mom had walked in on me and my little brother watching it, she probably would have been pissed. Yeah. But, I mean, because they knew us at the video store, so they never asked for our age or anything. They let us rent whatever the hell we wanted. And,
That's how you get fired from GameStop.
Mm-hmm. Jake and I, though, we watched that movie. Like, we wore that disc out. Mom wouldn't buy it for us, but it was at least a once-a-month rental from Showbiz.
So that was basically your Ghostbusters.
Well, I wouldn't say that. But we did think it was like we were the perfect age for that. Every bit of that humor was meant for us.
Yeah.
Was just sure if there's nothing else I want, I'm going to grab this movie.
It was just fucking hilarious.
See, that was Ninja Turtles for me and Wesley.
That's a much nicer movie for kids than South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
We wore out the VHS for, well, I guess it would have been VHS for South Park as well. Shit. But we wore out the Return of the Ooze or Secret of the Ooze VHS.
I like Return of the Ooze.
Return of the Ooze.
I want to see that one. Did you ever hear that Bigger, Longer, and Uncut was not the original name of the film?
Yes.
I don't remember what the original name was, but they sent it into the, was it MPAA, I think is what it is. And they got rejected. They were like, come up with something like more tame. So they tried so many different titles and they got rejected for everything and they got pissed. They just put Bigger, Longer, and Uncut and they okayed it. And I remember Matt Stone and Trey Parker? They were just like,
what?
They couldn't believe that got passed. Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
Because that's a dick joke, folks.
Uh-huh. It's a circumcision joke. All right, we're going to wrap it up only because I need to go over to GameStop and get Sekiro Shadows Die Twice on the PS4, and I'll be playing that tonight.
Also, I was just going to point out real quick, for those that weren't keeping tally, 21 of the 50 movies no one at this table had seen.
Wow.
That is shocking.
Well, I think the 90s were really big into the art house and independent film scene. That's when it really started to boom. And it wasn't until like, well, even now the indie movies aren't as...
I mean, I was just about comedies in the 90s.
I don't remember what I was about. I was about whatever was on TV.
Because, I mean, in fairness, like any of the stuff from the early 90s, like probably would have missed me just because like my parents weren't like that big of movie buffs.
Mine neither.
And there's a good chunk of these that I saw like once I was in college or after I met you.
Yeah, I mean, like even most of like the ones that I had seen in that list, like I saw like way after they came out.
I can't wait for True Lies. Love that movie. You've seen True Lies, right?
I don't think so.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, where he's the he's like the secret agent.
Yes, I have.
With Jamie Lee Curtis and Eliza Dushku.
Yes.
All right. I wonder if Buffy's going to be on there. Probably not.
Almost certainly not.
Good night, guys. We'll see you on Sunday for the Nerds Up. That's what the show's called now. It's The Nerds Up.
The Nerds Up?
Yeah. You don't sound like you like it.
I don't.
All right. We'll see you guys on Sunday. Have a great weekend. And if you get a chance and you love furries, let us know why. Later.